Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. All right, it's time to introduce the one who is going to motivate us midweek. It is Pete Roberts from Encounter Church. How you doing, Pete?
Ooh, I'm doing good, thanks, Beck. How are you doing?
Ready to be motivated.
Before we get into it, we were just talking about people losing their cars, Pete. Have you ever lost your car in a car park or jumped into someone else's car by accident?
I never jumped into someone else's car. Actually, I've never lost my car. I've lost my keys, Pete, so I lose my keys on a regular basis. I'm an A-grade key loser. Sorry, mate.
You need to put a little buzzer on, like a little alarm, so you can track your keys, a little tracker. We'll help you out. I'll sort you out with one. Don't
worry. Or chain them to me. Yeah, if you could give me a buzzer, that'd be a fantastic thing. That'd be a beautiful present.
What are we talking about today, Pete?
Well, just talking a little bit about, you were just talking about losing your car. That can be quite a stressful situation if you lose your car. If you lose it regularly, it can be real stressful and probably a worry. But there's a lot of things in the world at the moment that can cause us to stress and worry. And so, you know, there's the war in Ukraine. There's the whole COVID situation. We've got elections coming up. There was a rate rise yesterday. For many of us, there's stress around cost of living. Mm. You know, we all have issues at work, issues at home. There's projects to finish. There's a lot of things happening that can cause us stress and worry in our lives. And I think, a certain level of stress and worry is a good thing. It actually motivates us, moves us, and keeps us accountable. So a certain level of stress is a good thing. But where it becomes debilitating and where it becomes wearing and we can't de-stress, then we become tired, physically, emotionally, spiritually run down. And that's not a great place to be, but I'm sure a place that we've all been. So in thinking of that, one of the things that they talk about is actually getting enough sleep, make sure we're asleep. Now, I'm no sleep doctor, but I know that sleep helps to restore our physical being, restore our spiritual being, restores our mental being. In fact, sleep is the thing that is invented for us to be able to restore us ready for the next go. And so as I thought about that, and as you guys know, I'm a person of faith, believe in Jesus, and in the scriptures it talks about, Psalm 23 talks about this concept of God looking after us and creating places for rest. And it says, "My shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack anything. He watches me, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul." And so this concept of make sure in the middle of stress that we're getting rest and revigoration, to make sure that we're getting enough sleep. A little report the other day said, for those ages of us between 37 and 73, that perhaps 7 hours is about right. I don't know the right number. I'm not a sleep doctor, but I just know that getting good sleep actually helps to restore us. Someone once said that going to sleep actually is the ultimate sign of trust. You're trusting that the world will still be happening, that the world will, you wake up tomorrow morning, the sun will come up, and you'll be able to go on to the next space. But if we don't get enough sleep, then we just continually get run down and the stress builds and builds and builds. So,
yeah
it's Wednesday. There's a couple more days to go. If you're feeling stressed, get a good night's sleep tonight. Get into bed, take some chamomile tea or whatever, just relaxes you.
All right, I'll tell that to my husband as soon as I get home from work. Oh, sorry, I'm too stressed. Pete told me I need to go straight to bed when I get home.
But it is a nice reminder, Pete, that, you know, we can't just keep going. We can't just keep sitting with our worry and our stress. We need to take time for ourselves and actually rest. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. You know, I try and tell myself that as well. You know, it's good rejuvenator.
Thank you so much, Pete Roberts from Encounter Church.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.